Welcome back to the podcast show about nothing. This is Frank once again, the beginning of this month of May, the 4th, Wednesday, live from San Diego. You're listening to the podcast show about nothing. Thanks again for stopping by. We hope you tuned in this morning to our two-part series of our music showcase. The artist was Whitest Boy Alive, the album Rules. And we hope you guys are digging the music showcase segments we're doing. Yesterday, we did Neil Kuvion, the album Time Machine. Again, you can go to neilkuvion.com to find out all those details. And on Monday, we did Adele and her sophomore album, 21. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. We're going to do another one tomorrow and Friday, and then we'll be back on Monday. So I appreciate you tuning in today for a more content-driven episode. Got a lot to talk about. The first thing, Osama bin Laden. Now, I know we're a couple days off. We were going to do a Monday show, but everyone was talking about it, and we didn't want to beat a dead horse. Plus, give it a couple days to sink in, get a couple of those conspiracy theories out there on information. Looks like a little bit of that's already coming. The White House is having to have these articles released about, misinformation and the big haze and cloud of trying to get it out to Bragg right away. But I guess if you had to take, the one most important factoid away from all this is Osama bin Laden is dead. And I mean, there you go. It's done. Couple of things that I found a little hysterical. We buried him at sea. Now, you can say it's Muslim-related or whatever. But does anyone else think this sounds an awful lot like Transformers? That last one, the really bad one? What do we have? We think the Al-Qaeda cons are going to come and revive him? We're dropping him into the abyss of the ocean? I don't know. It just seems very, very coincidental. From a humor standpoint, I understand no country wanted to take his body. That's fine. Which actually kind of surprised me. I figured somebody would want to take his body and parade it around in the streets. Now, of course, on the articles you read, it talks about proper burial, yada, yada, yada. What all those steps entail. But I have to imagine in my head that it was more of like something from The Sopranos. Like Tony and Polly Walnuts and all those guys were around. And it was more like a mob style, quote, sea burial, where somebody was laid out, possibly with a chain and a brick around them, in a trash bag, and kind of rolled off the side of the boat by way of a foot. To me, that's what's in my mind's eye. And I think it might get the point across a little bit more. Now, I'm not saying it happened. I just like to think it did. But again, we come back to, good thing we buried him in the sea, because the Al-Qaeda cons are out there. So, we got to watch out. We got to be careful. You listen to the podcast show about nothing with Frank. We'll be back here shortly. Today we're going to be playing nothing but a bunch of good old American music. Stay tuned.
Let's go.
little bit of The Boss on the podcast show about nothing with Frank. Coming at you live this Wednesday in San Diego. We've been discussing all things Osama bin Laden that are currently going on in the news.
Osama bin Laden! Why don't they call him Osama bin Laden?
And if you haven't been paying attention to what's going on, then you've missed a lot. President Barack Obama, not to be confused with Osama, ordered a hit, essentially. He's a crime boss. We ordered a hit on Osama bin Laden, found out where he was, went and took him and out. Probably a couple of his capos, too. But yeah, so there it is. And now, the big, huge debate is, did Pakistan do enough? Did they know he was there? Did they help bring him to justice? Because, I mean, let's just face it. We've been in Iraq and Afghanistan, a nation place. And the entire time, we've been talking about how we're pretty sure if he's not in Afghanistan, he's in Pakistan. And he's in this massive, huge complex, yet nobody knows he's there. It's not like he was out in the sticks. It's arguable that Pakistan as a country is the sticks. It is the definition of BFE. But the fact that we weren't able to find him, this town, if you can Google map it. You can Google map this damn town and see the house. It's the biggest one on the block. It's like if you lived in the Fifth Ward and someone came in and built a $2 million mansion. It's like that. Oh, I wonder who's there. Obviously somebody with some kind of higher profile than mine. So I can understand that debate. Now, has Pakistan ever helped us? No. I've read information based on, CIA intelligence that was released that for every dollar we were given to Pakistan to help us, they were given however many cents of that to the people we were fighting. So we've been bankrolling our operation and the anti-U.S. operation at the same time. How much truth to that there is, I don't know. The other day I met a Jack in the Box. Actually, it was the day, right after the speech, where Obama told us that Osama bin Laden was dead. And a guy walks up to me, conspiracy theorist, going off about everything from how this was fake, he's not actually dead. The Federal Reserve is a private company owned by the Rothschilds. George Bush, as in W, his granddaddy was a Nazi criminal. And Jesus and aliens, a bunch of stuff. But it all came back to how we're sheep and none of this is real. I'd be interested to hear our listeners' views. Do you think Osama bin Laden really is dead? Part of me that wants to be a naysayer would say, why the hell aren't we seeing pictures? You know, they came out immediately to tell us this happened. That's awesome. But I like to see when the U.S. goes and kicks a little ass and does so in an effective way. But, you know, you get him and you immediately bury him just to coincide with some ancient Muslim belief that you got to be buried in 24 hours, pointed east to west, north to south, southeast to southwest, or whatever, 15 miles an hour. Like, whatever. Who cares? We're not those nations. So why don't we have pictures? The CIA, I know, has them. The guys that killed him probably had to document the scene. And I know if you go to CNN, they've got the whole thing spread out of how they watched it from the Situation Room, they being the president and his security council. So I know the images are there. Why aren't we seeing them? You know, public documents, you can go and get the autopsy of anybody in the United States against their family's wishes. So don't give me this BS about we can't see it because of whatever reason. Because of some ancient dogma worlds away. This guy was a murderer, scoundrel, and an all-around douchebag. He brainwashed folks who obviously are, completely stupid. They're able to relate some kind of rationalization to this, quote, religion, which, as we know, is just some stretched out, misconstrued ideology of an actual religion. So don't show any respect to this guy. Whether you do it or not, he's dead. Releasing the pictures is not going to change anything at this point. If anybody's going to retaliate, they're going to retaliate because we just killed his ass. Not because we took a mugshot of him after we killed him and posted it online. That stuff's going to be there. So, that's my piece on that. We've been talking about Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden, why don't they call him Osama bin Laden?
We'll be right back on the podcast show about nothing. This is Frank. John Cougar Mellencamp, R-O-C-K in the USA. Great song. You're here on the podcast show about nothing with Frank. We've been talking about Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden, why don't they call him Osama bin Laden?
We're going to wrap this up. But first, a couple little interesting facts. The same day that we took the hit out and accomplished the assassination of Osama bin Laden is the exact same day that the U.S. took out Hitler. So, hey, they share a death day together. That's way better than a birthday. Both of them had their asses kicked by the United States. Well, technically, Hitler killed himself because he pussed out. But, you know, same day, same day. If he hadn't killed himself, we would have eventually found him and killed him. And let me just say, it's probably better that we just hunted down Osama and just killed him. Because otherwise you'd have had all the controversies over, does he get a trial, his freedoms, you know, keeping him safe and feeding him just to get him through a trial that would take however many years. And then, you know, where do you execute him? This just saved a whole lot of debate. It's much better this way, trust me. Plus, we've already spent enough money on this bastard. I'd rather a 75-cent bullet be put through his head than spend another $1 trillion trying to prosecute him. Because in my personal opinion, he didn't deserve any rights. Okay, so this saved a lot of time, money, and debate. End of story. Switching gears here on the podcast show about nothing. Frank here as always. Today is Star Wars Day, also known as Luke Skywalker Day. It's the official, unofficial holiday for Star Wars fans everywhere to celebrate Star Wars. Now, it's May 4th, So that's the pun. May the force be with you. May the fourth be with you. Very clever. I don't know who came up with it. But despite efforts to start a Jediism church with May 4th as its Star Wars Day, and despite the Catholic origin of the phrase, as of May 4th, 2010 at least, there was no religion-supporting organization that promotes May 4th, the Star Wars Day, apart from the Church of Jediism. Little factoid for you. If nobody is celebrating it, that's fine, because there's really nothing to celebrate. That's about it. That is Star Wars Day, in a nutshell. Send out some cool little tweets. Speaking of Twitter, Frank_PSAN, that's our Twitter account, frank.psan@gmail.com. You can send us some kind of question, statement, or concern. And now we're going to play one last song. Goes out to the idea of what might have happened on that fateful night when Navy SEALs rolled in to kill Osama bin Laden.
Ain't no way in the world I'm going out that front door.
The Allman Brothers, that song title, affectionately the theme of the only option that would have been available for Osama when the Navy SEALs kicked his door in. One way out, baby. Thanks for tuning into the podcast show about nothing. This is Frank. Join us again tomorrow where we have another music showcase. And the following day, and then we'll be back Monday. Hope you've enjoyed today's shows. Hope you're enjoying the show. This is Music Showcase Week. This was our Osama bin Laden episode. Going down in history with the rest of the news coverage on CNN and Fox. Have a great day.
Osama bin Laden, why don't they call him Osama bin Laden?